Praise God, saints. God is good. And all the time, God is good. Amen. Well, at this time, it is my joy and pleasure and privilege to be able to introduce to some of you and to present to others our pastor for today, who is going to be bringing our Christmas message, and that is Dr. Rita Dixon. Amen. Now, many of us here know her as Aunt Rita. Praise God, Aunt Rita. And she has been with us over the years. She has come in and she has served and made a difference. When Pastor Rick and I first came and we installed our installation service 22 and a half years ago, Dr. Dixon came and she preached our installation service. So she really anointed us and got us on our way here. And she's come over the years, Easter and Christmas. I think your favorite time seems to be Easter. One Easter, Aunt Rita came, and we pass out flyers all over the community and canvas the community and serve hot chocolate and all kind of pass out gifts. And Aunt Rita was right out there with us, but it was a cold Cleveland Easter. It was really early. So that first day, she was out there, and she was, whoo, all right, passing that out. But we were coming back the next day because it was Friday we started. On Saturday, it was even colder. And she came outside and she said, "Hallelujah, I think I'm going to be praying for you all." And she just So she was in the church praying for us as we canvassed on Saturday. Amen. But over the years, she's come and we've enjoyed you, Aunt Rita. And I will say she really launched off our spiritual journey ministry here at Glenville New Life. So those of us who are part of the spiritual journey group, would you just, woohoo, give Rita a shout out. Woohoo! She got us going, amen. And Aunt Rita, we haven't stopped. We haven't looked back. You started us and we are smoking hot for Jesus and our journey in Him, amen. I want to just praise God for you today as my mentor. Aunt Rita has been my spiritual mentor over the years, and she has worked with me as I am writing this dissertation, amen, and I do need everyone's prayer because I'm hitting a deadline, and I got to get this done. But Aunt Rita has been there with me, and we email, and we call, and she gives me feedback, and what are you saying here, and I'm trying to say this, and thank you. Thank you for being my mentor and helping me, walking with me through this journey, Aunt Rita, amen. But we all, with joy, amen, in our hearts, welcome, I'm going to say our very own, amen, Reverend Dr. Rita Dixon, amen. All the way from Decatur, Georgia, praise God, Georgia in the house, amen, Georgia in the house. Georgia in the house. Praise your name, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Glenville New Life. Now, my Georgia traveling partner, will you please stand over there? My Georgia traveling partner.
Mother, mother, mother. Praise God for mother.
Yes, yes. Is that the two of us held each other up as we made this journey from warm, warm Georgia. We prayed all the way. Yes, yes. Yes, yes. Yes, yes, yes. And so I am so grateful for being with her and having her as my companion and sharing this experience with her and this Glenville family. It is just such a joy, such a joy. I wish you could see yourselves as I see you right now. You all are so beautiful. You are so beautiful. Will you give yourselves a hand? You are beautiful. Just beautiful, beautiful. Have enjoyed singing. Oh my goodness, there is no better place to be today than right here. Right now. Right now. Just wonderful. It's just wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. I always enjoy being among you. You're so genuine. You're so real. And you just show your enthusiasm for God. I just thank God for you. Now, before I forget it, I heard Pastor Rick say something about some tapes that he had, that if you had left a Christmas gift, you could get a tape. I don't think I got him one, so would y'all save one for me, please? So I can give half a gift of that. Now, I'm going to tell you, that dedication wiped me out. That was such a blessed, sacred thing. Do you know that for our little precious babies, the church may be the only place that sees their great potential, that says that there is something great in you? And when we take time for our babies to read their future and to say to them, you are God's, you belong to God, that's a worship service in and of itself. There's nothing I can say, nothing I can do standing here that is more meaningful than that. Thank you, God. And parents, I just hope that you can internalize the depth of that. Your baby is precious. Your children are precious. They belong to God. No matter how they got here, you have a sacred charge, to help them to know how great they are and to know their potential. And the church is here to help you do that. And I just give God thanks for that. So I really, really feel like there's nothing left for me to say. Really, really, really nothing left for me to say. Oh, I just want to say one other thing is that we lost two very precious members of our family this year. And but God is good. It's just none of us could imagine that we would be here together worshiping and celebrating Christmas together in such joy. So it just shows you that God is just infinite. God is not finished with us yet. God's love can take you through anything. God's love is there to take us through anything. And we may weep for a moment, but there is joy in the future. There is joy in the future. So no matter what you are going through right now, just know that it won't last. I am a witness. It does not last. It does not last. Eventually, you will see the joy. Eventually, you will see the joy. Now, when Pastor Toby called me and asked me to do this, I started to protest and said, oh, no, you're not going to mess up my Christmas. She says, oh, no, it's not a sermon. No, you don't have to do a sermon. It's just a short meditation, she said. A short meditation. I said, okay, a short meditation. And so by her saying that, it gave me the license to do whatever I wanted to do. I did not want to preach a sermon. So as I reflected on it, I began to come to me piece by piece what this season means to me. This is a season that is about love. Everywhere you look, somebody is trying to express some love for somebody. It's a season where you see the people standing on the streets ringing the bell, the Salvation Army people, and I hear those bells ringing as I drive into the grocery store and drive into parking lots, and I know that it's Christmas. It's like it's a part of the sound of Christmas. And so Christmas always reminds me just of love. It's about love. It brings out the best in me. I don't know about you, But I get a little extra generous at Christmas, you know, is that I will dig a little deeper, is that I was going into the store the other day and I pulled out a dollar and I accidentally, two of them came out, and my little Jalen, who was with me, and so I was separating it so I could put a dollar into the Salvation Army. He said, "Oh, Rita," he grabbed my arm, "put both of them dollars in there." What could I say? So I put both of the dollars in there. Yeah. So it's a season that I think is that has all of us, it raises our expectations, and we are looking for something. We are not quite sure what it is. We know that it's not going to be wrapped up with a bow on top of it, but it's something. Something is going to be there for us that we are looking for. And so as I reflected on the season, I started to put together my story of Christmas and what Christmas means to me. And the song says, "What does Christmas mean to you?" And so I'm saying to you, I have found that to be a great exercise. And so it might be a good exercise for you to do too, because your meaning for Christmas may not be exactly like mine. And when you tell what the story of Christmas is for you, you may tell your story different from mine. We all have a way of seeing what this season is about. We know that Jesus is the reason for the season, but then we got our own way of putting that together, you know? Yeah. And so my way of putting it together may not be exactly the way Pastor Rick and Pastor Toby puts it together, but it's what I want to share with you. And so I'm just going to call it my reflection on the meaning of Christmas. And I'm taking my theme from the angel who spoke to the shepherds. And he says, "I come to bring you good news of great joy. I come to bring you." And so this morning, I come to bring you good news of great joy. And I pray in the name of Jesus that somewhere my story will touch your story, and that we all can see a greater joy and a greater meaning in this season. So let us pray, and let us each pray deeply that God will speak through all of our many words, because it is what God speaks that makes the difference. Not what I say, but what God says. So let us pray. God, we are here. We are here by your grace and by your mercy. And we just want to thank you. Want to thank you for this opportunity to be sitting here and standing here right together with you, celebrating your great gift to us in Jesus Christ. So God, help us to go deep into our hearts and to know that it is your word that matters, not ours. That your kingdom come, your will be done, in the name of Jesus. Amen. I come to bring you good news of great joy. Good news about a God of love and light. A creating God. One who created heavens and earth. Not just heaven, but heavens. H-E-A-V-E-N-S, heavens and earth. Creating from a formless, deep void of darkness. A God who put into perfect orbit many more planets than we can count. Earth is only one of them. Only one of them. We live on planet Earth, but we are only one planet. I just want you to get a sense of the vastness and the greatness of this God. A God who has put into off orbit, perfect orbit, more than 3,000 galaxies of stars. the sun and the moon. A God who is creating out of God's own spirit. If we have eyes to see, we can see God's glory in every aspect, every part of creation. When we in awesome wonder and consider all the greatness of God's hands, when we really see God's love and God's light displayed throughout the universe, our souls cannot help but sing in awesome wonder. Glory, glory, glory to God. How great thou art, how great thou art. But the sad news is that most of the time, we humans can't see God's love and light at all. We live in darkness. We live distracted by our stuff, by our things, by the details of living, by our relationships, by our own desires, by our taking things for granted, by our inability to just relish in the beauty of the sunshine or to enjoy what the rain produces and the fresh fruits and vegetables that God gives us from the earth. We just take it for granted. Never see the goodness and the love of God and providing us in every detail of our lives. Isaiah said it. He said, we walk in a great darkness. We live in a cloud, a deep, deep, deep cloud in the land of darkness. But because of God's compassion and God's mercy and because of God's great love for us, God, in the fullness of time, incarnated God's own love and light and formed into a mother's womb a little baby boy. God knit his inward parts and knit him together in Mary's womb. He was fearfully and wonderfully made. He was full of God's love and full of God's light. God's glory was revealed in this firstborn child of Mary, whose destiny was to bring good news to the poor, to proclaim release to the captives, to provide sight to the blind, to set oppressed people free, to feed the hungry, to heal the sick. He was destined to be the bread of life. He provided light for those who walked in darkness. And that's all of us. We all walk in darkness. Yet, God so loved us that he gave us Jesus to show us that we are love. He gave us Jesus, who taught us that God's love and light is for all people. That each and every one of us, no matter how poor, no matter how rich, no matter what our race is, no matter what our class is, no matter how much money we have, no matter how old we are, those little bitty babies to the oldest one of in here, which would include me, is that we are all in God's love. Nobody, nobody, nobody is left out. We are all there. We are all here. We are all in God's love. Now, this indeed is good news. Good news. This is good news. This is worthy of celebration. We celebrate Jesus' birthday today because we have been celebrated. We have been loved. We are loved. God's love is for us, for you and for me. Nothing you and I can do can separate us from God's love. God's love. We are love. And Jesus let us know that. But you know what? The story gets even better. It doesn't end there. Because God's love and light poured through Jesus to us, we can absolutely, absolutely be convinced that we are loved. To help us to see that God's love is all around us, all we have to do is to open our eyes, open our hearts, open our minds, open our lives to receive the love that God has already given us. And let me say to you that to receive God's love is to experience God's love. It's to feel God's love. It's to be in a relationship with God through Jesus Christ. I can tell you there is nothing more powerful, there is nothing more fulfilling, there is nothing more satisfying, there is nothing under the sun that is greater than to experience God's love. When I experience God's love, I feel myself being uplifted. I might have been down, but when I feel that love, I feel myself being uplifted as if I can walk on air. When I experience that love, I feel myself being inspired as if there is nothing can get me down. I feel myself being magnified as if I'm more than I am. I feel myself being empowered as if nothing can stop me. When I am feeling God's love, there is nothing more awesome than that. And I say to you is that love is there for us, for each one of us to feel it. We will never get that feeling from a dollar bill in our pocket. We will never get that feeling from a salary that we make. We will never get that feeling from electronic toys that we buy. We will never get that feeling from the fur coat we put on our back. Nothing will give us that feeling that it is when we get the experience of God's love. Now there may be some of you who may be saying is that, well, I have never experienced that. What I have to tell you is that you have great joy waiting for you, because it is available to you. It is available to you, and I am sure that all you have to do is let somebody know is that you want to experience it, because I can remember when I felt that way. And when I made it known that I wanted to experience it, there were people in the church who prayed with me, who tarried with me. And we stayed there until I felt it. And God knows it's the best gift they ever gave me. Because from that day on, I haven't been able to stop. I can't keep going. So to feel God's love is awesome. It's awesome. It's an experience that we all need. We all want. And because of God's love in Jesus, we can all be born again. Every Christmas, we can be born again. We can have more of that love born in us. We can let Christmas be a new birthday for all of us. We can allow God to move in us, to fill us, to flow through us. And when we allow that love to touch us, believe me, it automatically means that you will love God. There's no way you can experience that love without loving God. That love automatically for God comes once you experience God's love. So I say to love God is to experience God's love. And once you have experienced God's love and you know that you are in that loving relationship with God, guess what? You can start to love yourself. Oh, Lord. Oh, you've been looking for love in all the wrong places. You can start to love yourself. Jesus said to us, he said, everything I do, you can do. He says, but you got to love God and love your neighbor as yourself. So you're the second person in the equation. Love God and love yourself. And Christians, I believe that we miss out on that. We go to love God and love others, but let's first love ourselves, and then maybe we can then love others. Hallelujah. It is only as we love ourselves that we are able to love others. And so just, oh my. Oh my. Oh my, oh my, oh my, oh my, oh my, oh my. Align more of God's love to fill us, to flow through us, so that we can love God, love ourselves, and love others. And then we can go into the new year singing with great joy the good news that there is joy in the world, because the joy is in us. It's not out there in the world if it's not in us. If it's not in us, we can't see it in the world. It starts in us, so we can see it in us. We can go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. So let us not let the love that is born in us during this Christmas season. It's not too late. It's not too late. If you haven't received it yet, just open your hearts right now. It's right here, right now, all around you, right in the air, right now. But don't let it stop when this day is over. Take it with you, take it with you, take it to the into the new year. Because Jesus Christ is alive. Jesus Christ was, we celebrate his birthday on Christmas, but that doesn't mean that he stayed a baby. Is that Jesus Christ is alive and he's here to help us to be all that we can be. And he says that everything that he did, that we can do too. And I believe that. I believe that. So let us pray. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, for coming to us in Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, for showing us what it's like to be full of love and full of light. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. For the good news of great joy that we can love ourselves and we can love others as you have loved us. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. In Jesus' name, amen.